Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are so excited to be joined on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in our next guest and the fifth overall pick in the WNBA draft. Columbus native J.C. Sheldon joins us on the hotline. How are you, J.C.?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I think she's from here, isn't she? Weren't you born here?
Yeah, grew up. Yeah. I was born in Akron and grew up in Cleveland, Berea area.
I thought so. Lima, come on, get your facts straight.
Our producers do very, very poor legwork when it comes to any of this. So we did get it right that you play basketball, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So have you been doing the media rounds or what's going on?
A little bit, yep.
Yeah. They had you on. What station do you have? Do you get to go on in Columbus?
Haven't done Columbus yet. I don't know.
What?
We'll see. I know.
Do I need to get the common man? Do I need to get Torg? Who's doing radio in Columbus these days? Are they disrespecting women's basketball?
No. I'm sure they'll get to it. I just got back, so they've got time.
See, we, unlike all these other Johnny-come-latelys, we actually follow women's basketball. We don't just talk Caitlin Clark. We like to get others involved. We had many fans go down to the sold-out basketball facility in Columbus, Value City Arena, to see the Buckeyes take on Iowa. What a thrilling game on network TV. We don't just parachute in now. We get excited.
I love it.
We're so excited to have you on because we have never, as a station, I don't think the city has ever talked as much women's sports, save a little bit of Team USA women's soccer. Kenny, you're shaking your head. We've never talked as much women's basketball as we have right now. And so that's why we are excited to have you on right now, capitalize on all this craziness that's going on. What has life been like for you to have the season you had, to be able to get into the NCAA tournament, the seed that you got, to see this unbridled enthusiasm from coast to coast, and now being a WNBA draftee?
Yeah. It's been crazy. It's been awesome, though, to see this growth, like you guys are talking about, and not only, women's basketball, but women's sports. And I think viewership's going up. All eyes are kind of on women's sports right now. And to be a part of that growth and that change is special. And hopefully, we can carry that on. And I mean, the W's already doing it. The I's are already on the W. So joining those girls and being able to grow the game with those girls is pretty cool.
What's it feel like for you personally, like that you're playing at the same time as such growth? Is there a respect? I mean, is there a reverence that you give to the people who played before you? Because like, I was with Sue Ramsey at Ashland. Everybody's like, oh gosh, such a legend. And I'm like, they're bringing the game along to where it is now.
Absolutely. And we wouldn't be here without those people. So I think, absolutely, you got to take time and look back at all the greats who made this possible. And I think being a part of what's going on now is something special, something none of us are taking for granted, and hopefully we can keep it going.
J.C. Sheldon joining us here on the show. For you, what was it like the moment you were drafted?
Yeah, it was special. It was special. I was a little more nervous than I expected to be. I'm a pretty calm person. But once my name was called, I think emotion took over a little bit. But being able to celebrate that with my family and go through that with my family is awesome. And obviously going to a place like Dallas, I can't wait to get there.
Do you feel a sense of pressure for what you do for the sport and what you and your class are doing for the sport?
Yeah, you know, I think the group of draftees that went to New York, we talked about it a little bit. And no, I think when you're a part of this and a part of the change and a part of kind of eyes being on women's sports, you got to enjoy it a little bit. You know, there's going to be pressure, but that comes with the game. That's part of the game, and it's what pushes us to be better. So it's something that's needed, I think, but something that this class and, you know, older girls, you know, that came before us are just embracing right now.
You got to take us through what it was like behind the scenes, because obviously record number of viewership for the WNBA draft grew exponentially. We know everybody was there to see Caitlin Clark, how she would react, Angel Reese, but there you are going fifth overall. That had to be something. What was the entire process like? What was the experience like?
The experience was awesome. We got there a couple days early. We're able to meet all the draftees a couple days before the draft, and it was amazing. I think it was a pleasant surprise because these are girls that you normally compete against, and being able to sit down with them, get to know them, and kind of get to know them on a different level, it was pretty special. We had a lot of really cool girls, got to know everybody, and being able to go through that with them and kind of celebrate this with them was pretty cool.
All right, you had two vicious, memorable battles this season with Caitlin Clark. Obviously, you played against her before. We know how she is as a competitor. What was it like being able to match up against her? You had two great games. One was a thrilling overtime win seen by millions on network TV. What was that whole experience like?
It's fun. It's fun, man. I think I was our rival in the Big Ten, so we always look forward to playing against them, and they're a great group, and so are we. So I think we look forward to matchups like that and playing like players like her. So I think anytime you get to compete against, you know, the best and go out there and have some fun, it's absolutely something you look forward to.
What was the level of trash talk going on? The stuff
you stole,
that
another question.
Didn't get a chance to hear. What was that like? How cutthroat was it?
It was pretty cutthroat. That's always a tough game with a lot of trash talk. And I think that's part of the athleticism. That's part of competing for us. And it's part of the women's game, whether people want to believe that or not. So it's fun. It makes it more fun. And it's really fun to compete against teams like that. And it's, like I said, it's just a part of the game for us.
Did you, J.C. Sheldon joining us on the show, did you roll your eyes at some of the pearl clutching that was going on nationally about the trash talk?
I like it. I like the discussion. I think, you know, being women, I think it's a little hard for people to see us trash talk and it becomes so normal. But I think it's cool that it's being normalized. It's part of our game, too. You know, we have emotion, too. We're so competitive as well. And I love it. I love the discussion. I love that people are starting to notice it. Whether they like it or not, I don't really care. I think it's something that is really special in the women's game.
There was obviously a lot of conversation about whether or not the WNBA is going to use this experience as a launching pad to see so many.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Viewers, so many people excited about not only the tournament, but now the draft. The season is not that far away. What do you think of that? And do you think you can help play a role in something like that and being able to cultivate all this new viewership?
Absolutely. I think our class does hope to play a role, but these women in the W have already done it, and they know that. The talent there is insane. You know, their love for the game is like no other. And I think just to be around people like that, and kind of get implemented into a system like that. I'm excited for them. I'm excited to learn from them. I'm excited to compete with them. But like I said, I think that is a hope for us, but also going in, respecting these ladies, knowing that they've done it already and they've done it longer than us. So I think it'll be cool to just get to know them, learn from them, and get better while doing it.
What do you tell fathers trying to get their daughters into basketball?
Yeah. I got into basketball at a really young age. My dad had a lot to do with it. So I think, just being open to what your kid has a passion for. And for me, it was basketball. And if it is basketball for other little girls too, just helping them to get there, guiding them every step of the way, being encouraging, but also being a little hard on them. My dad was hard on me growing up, and it paid off. And I can't thank him enough for everything he's done for me. And it got me where I am today.
J.C. Sheldon joining us on the show. Who's your favorite women's basketball player ever?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm going to have to go with, I grew up watching Kelsey Mitchell. She's an Ohio State native. I'm going to have to go with her. Love watching her play. But I'm excited to, finally play with these girls. And like I said, just be an open book going in and compete.
What did you think of the dialogue and a lot of the comments from current WNBA players, especially the better ones, when it comes to what this next class is going to have to deal with? Obviously, Caitlin Clark was a big part of that, but they're talking about all of you. Is this going to be a tough transition for your class to get to that next level?
Yeah, I think there's an adjustment period for everyone, whether people want to admit that or not. We're going into play with, women now and women who are extremely talented, and to even be considered in the same conversation as them is something, we have to respect. So I think I'm excited. Like I said, I'm excited to get to know these girls, girls you grow up watching, and it's a surreal moment for sure. But I'm also excited for our class. We have a lot of talent, a lot of people who love to compete. And I think competing at this level is something that you have to look forward to and you have to be ready for. So I'm super excited for it.
Honestly, it sounded like jealousy from those yeah. women. It sounded like they didn't like the fact that you got all the NIL money, that you got to play in front of those types of crowds and have millions at home watching. It sounded like pure jealousy to me.
Oh, gosh. I don't know about that. They've been doing this for a while, and they've been doing it with a lot of talent, a lot of grit. Like I said, nothing but respect for them, and I'm so excited to get to learn from them.
Taurasi in particular really came off that way. J.C. Sheldon joining us right now on the hotline. So the WNBA salary discussion that emerged, what did you take away from that over the past few days? Because it seemed like everybody was coming at you guys from different angles, some critical, others to say, hey, no, this is the opportunity to change this discussion, to really elevate this sport and to elevate the salaries, the compensation that comes along with it.
That's a great question. It's something I honestly haven't thought a lot about. I'm just ready to get to Dallas and start playing some ball. But I think that's something that's going to change over time. Like you said, with more viewership, more attention on the game and expansion, maybe in the future. I think that's absolutely going to have to be a topic. But for me, like I said, right now, I'm focused on playing the game, getting better, and getting down to Dallas.
What was it like walking around High Street this year, higher profile, so many more eyeballs on your team and your sport? Did you feel at any time like no longer a student, but a bit of a celebrity figure on campus?
On campus, absolutely. I think Buckeye Nation, Ohio State is amazing. Being from Cleveland, moving to Columbus, and then being able to be at a school, university like Ohio State was awesome, and it was a dream. And then, like you said, being more recognized, getting more eyes on our game and more attention, it was an adjustment for sure, but I wouldn't change it for anything. It was awesome. I think, women's sports in general at Ohio State kind of blew up this past year and years before. So I think being a part of that change, like I said, is unique. And I think it's something we're all very grateful for.
We do a thing called power ranking on our show constantly. We normally break out music and we do a quick power ranking.
Yes.
Knowing that a record number of people watched the WNBA draft, A, I got to ask you, how concerned were you about your fit, what you were going to wear at the draft, and power rank them outside of you? Who had the best trip at the WNBA draft?
Gosh, so I was very nervous about my outfit. I loved it, but until I had it all on with my hair and makeup done, I was in full panic. But everything turned out to be great. I loved it. There were a lot of, oh my gosh, everybody looked amazing. Everyone's outfit was outstanding. I'm going to have to go with Angel Reese. You guys have seen it. Her outfit was insane. I loved it. Celeste Taylor from Ohio State. My old teammate also looked amazing. I think, honestly, everybody showed out. I can't name one person who didn't have an amazing outfit, so it was really cool to see.
Now power rank your favorite cities in Ohio.
Oh man. I mean, I'd have to put Cleveland first. That's home. That's where I grew up. And then Columbus is...
All right, continue.
Columbus is a close second, like I said, but Cleveland takes it for sure.
Okay. Tone?
Running any basketball camps? Anything? We need to help you? Yeah. We can help you.
I have in the past. Past summers, I definitely have, and it's been awesome. I've been up in Cleveland and in Columbus, but I think... I don't know if I have time this summer. Like I said, leaving Monday for Dallas, but I'll reach out for sure if I do again.
Yeah, I should ask you, how much of a challenge is that to go to a full basketball season right after a full basketball season?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm going in as a rookie. I have no excuses about that. These girls have been playing longer than me, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be an adjustment, but I can't wait.
We are excited. We're going to be watching. We're going to see what we can do, and we hope to have you on throughout the season. Would you do us a favor? Would you come back on?
Please.
Check in with us maybe a month into the year.
Please.
Sounds good. Absolutely.
All right, J.C. Sheldon, Ohio State, Cleveland native. We got to get that right. Cleveland native, and we appreciate you coming on. Can't wait to do it again.
Thank you, guys.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.